Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it. If and when you create something that is great, word of mouth will start to spread your name and your work and your whatever you want to be spread. It'll start spreading it on your behalf. You won't have to do everything.
Stayolay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
Listen, my new book, Work on Your Game, Using the Pro Athlete Mindset to Dominate in Sports, Business, and Life, is coming out February 22nd. Go to workonyourgame.net and pre-order that book, because I'm going to give you some amazing bonus pre-order giveaways just for pre-ordering that book before it comes out on February 22nd. That website again is workonyourgame.net to get all the pre-order bonuses, pre-order the book from your favorite retailer, and get all this extra stuff from me in addition to getting this podcast. Again, that website, workonyourgame.net. Let's get to it. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of this, you're to use those of personal initiative. This is that go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, is it worth it to publish your creation, whether that be your book, whether that be your podcast, whether it be your YouTube video? Is it worth it to put your creation out there if you don't already have an audience? Now, this is something that I'm talking about, as you probably know if you listen to any episodes since the turn of 2019, is related to my book, Work on Your Game, which is the Pro Athlete Mindset Applied to Dominate in Sports, Business, and Life, coming out on February 22nd. And the question that I'm answering here today is, if you don't already have an audience, or if you're not already known, or if you're not already established, whatever that means to you, you don't already have a certain level of credibility with a certain percentage of the population, is it worth it to still put your work out there? And the answer is, short answer, yes, it is definitely worth it. In today's episode, I'm going to explain to you exactly why it is worth it to still put your stuff out there, even if you don't have an audience right now that is ready made to hear it or read it or watch it or buy it or consume it or engage with it in any way, shape, or form. You should still put it out there anyway. And I'm not talking about put out like some testing product of what you have, or some trial product. I mean, put out your best possible product, even if there's nobody out there to hear it right now. Yes, you would still chop down a tree, even if you think there's nobody in the forest listening. But I'm explaining to you how it makes sense and how people will come around in that forest to hear that tree fall down. So let's get right into it. And again, the topic, is it worth it to publish your creation, even if you don't have an audience ready-made and anticipating, expecting you to put something out there? Number one, if it was me, I'll start off by speaking from my own personal situation. I have an audience right now. I have people who listen to this podcast, people who knew of me and knew my name before I ever thought about writing a book. But if I was a person who didn't have an audience, nobody knew who I was, nobody was checking for me, I didn't have any followers or subscribers or even customers, and I had written a book and nobody knew who I was, the way that that would work for me, the way that that would make sense for me, if I knew that book was good and I knew it was something that I knew people needed to hear, or that video was something I knew people should watch, or that audio, that podcast was something that I knew people should listen to, just the fact that I knew it was great and I knew it would bring value to certain people, that alone would light a fire under my ass to go build that audience as soon as possible. As soon as I get done writing that book, or even when I'm in the process of writing it, or I start recording the videos that are going to become my YouTube presence, or I start writing down the topics that are going to become my podcast, that alone is going to light a fire under me to go and, all right, let me go find an audience. Let me go find out who this can actually help. Let me go engage with the people who are going to need what I'm going to be offering, because I got something to offer that people need to know about. Just the fact that I know people need to know about it is going to give me a sense of urgency. It's going to motivate me and inspire me to go make sure that those people know my name and are listening to my voice and reading my words. So when I put it out there, they're like, oh yeah, that guy Dre who put that thing out there, who was talking about this topic, who'd been talking on, I don't know, his Twitter or whatever. I got on his email list. I found out about him because I heard him on somebody else's show. I got to see what this person's doing now because I already know they're talking about what I need. I already know that they're engaging with me on the level that I'm at right now. That would just get me motivated. So I would do the thing first and then figure it out on the way. Figure the thing being creating my publication, my masterpiece, whatever I want to share with the world. The figuring out part is how am I going to get people to listen to this or know about it or give a damn about it? Because now at that point, I have a real, tangible, urgent reason to do so and somewhat of a deadline to do it. It's not technically a deadline, the release date of your video or your book or whatever, because even after it comes out, actually even more so, after it comes out, that's when you're going to do even more work to get people to know about it, because now you at least have it out there and they can go engage with it. There's one thing when you're telling them about it and it didn't come out yet, such as my book, Work on Your Game, didn't come out yet, but I'm telling you about it. You don't really have anything to go and pick up and hold in your hands, so to speak, and look at, because not out yet. But once it comes out, I'm going to have to do even more of telling people or whatever I'm putting out there, podcast, video, I'm going to make a movie, a TV show, anything that I do, a piece of art. Once it's out there, I'm going to do even more marketing to get people to know about it, more work to engage with an audience of people who may be interested in what I have to get them to know. And now I got a real reason to do so. And I can make it a soft or a hard deadline for myself just to give myself some urgency to go make things happen and get people to give a damn about what it is I have going on. Point number two, today's topic, is it worth it to publish, to create, to put your thing, whatever your thing is, out there to the world, even if you don't have a bunch of people who know about you right now, whatever a bunch is to you? And the answer is yes. And these are the reasons that I'm giving you here today. Number two, if you write a great book or you have some great videos online or you got a great podcast or a great fill in the blank, anything that you create, if it's great, if it really is great, not just in your opinion, but in the opinion of the consumers who take it in, the idea of what you're doing will eventually start to spread via word of mouth beyond your personal marketing efforts. And what that will do is create and expand your platform for you. In other words, what I'm saying is if you have a YouTube channel or a Twitter following or an Instagram account or a bunch of subscribers to your website or email list with certain number of people subscribed and reading your emails, yeah, you can market to those people. That whatever percentage of the population that represents was probably less than 1% of 1% of the population. But if you want a whole lot of people to engage with what you have, that's probably going to entail some people who don't know about you at the time that you put your work out there, whatever it is you put out. Once you start your podcast, you start your YouTube, you start your writing your emails, you write your book, even when you release it and you start putting your stuff out there, there are a bunch of people who have no idea who you are not thinking about you and may not even be looking for you. But eventually those people will become part of your audience if, and this is a capital I, capital F, if your work really is great. Because when your work really is great, there's only so much, no matter how motivated, dedicated, inspired, and hustling you are, there's only so much you as one person can amplify your own message and get other people to listen to it and maybe give it a chance. It's the word of mouth spreading from other people. Let's say if you start with an audience of 10 people and 7 of those 10 people love your work so much that they each tell one person, and then one of them tells 6 people, and another one of those people that gets told tells 20 people, and then they go to their audience, which has 50 people in it instead of your 10. Now the message starts to spread if the work is great. Because if your work's not great, people aren't going to tell other people about it. If your work is good, your work is okay, if your work is adequate, or your work is bad, people will consume it and they may get some value out of it, but they're not going to go tell another person, another person, another person, and start spreading the word about it unless it's great. If and when you create something that is great, word of mouth will start to spread your name and your work and your whatever you want to be spread, it'll start spreading it on your behalf. You won't have to do everything. Now, you should do as much as you can to get your name out there, to make sure you're getting your message out to as many people as possible, to plant those seeds, so to speak. You want to plant as many seeds as possible so that, let's say, if you plant 80 seeds, maybe 40 of them will become people who say, you know what, this is great, and they spread it by word of mouth. And the other 40 say, I'm not interested. Or some of the other 40 say, well, it's okay, but it's not all that. Now, some of the other 40 say, well, no, it's good, but it's not amazing. But 40 of them say it's amazing. So you planted 40 seeds that they could all possibly tell somebody and tell somebody and tell somebody. And you never know who those somebodies may be. You never know who that somebody may be. Oprah, or they may be the biggest TV show host out there, the biggest podcast out there, the biggest whatever out there, the biggest art gallery if you're an artist. Whatever it is you're trying to get to, You never know who that person may know, who that person and that person may know. But you got to plant as many seeds as possible. As you plant those seeds, again, there's only so much you can do linearly. So as you plant those seeds, you're creating more possibilities that somebody who's that right person who can spread your message 100 times faster than you ever could, just because of who they know and or who they are or where they're at, that can help create and expand your platform on your behalf. But you got to create something first. Now, if you've created nothing, none of this stuff is going to work for you. Point number three. Today's topic is it worth it to publish your work, put your stuff out there, even if you don't have an audience already when you first put it out there? The answer is yes, you should. And here's reason number three. Platform is the main thing these days that a lot of people in any creative field, whether that's a musician. I mean, nowadays, the musicians can put themselves out on like SoundCloud, right? Put your music out. Hopefully you find an audience of people who are interested in it. And then maybe you end up dealing with a company who wants to invest in you, or you go on tour, or you do whatever you're going to do. But the thing is, we all start, not all of us, but many people these days who are creatives in any field, artists, musicians, authors, video makers, writers, whatever. We start off in a place where you can put your stuff out for free so you can identify that audience, start building a platform, and then maybe move on to doing bigger things with bigger entities simply because they're interested, simply because they see that you already have an audience. So they don't have to do the work of making you known or making you hot or creating an audience who's interested in you, because you've already done it for them. You've done the work on their behalf. And that's the main thing that a lot of larger entities who are looking to invest in people who've created their own platforms, they're doing it because you have that platform, because you already have an audience. But the platform is the main thing that they look to if the main goal of what you're doing is business related. For example, let's just talk about writing a book. A traditional publishing company is going to look to an author, and they're going to want to deal with that author based on that author's platform if their main goal is business related, meaning they want to sell a certain number of books, and that's what a publisher wants to do. But there are myriad reasons why you should write a book or make your videos or create your art or put your fill in the blank out there other than just business related. Yeah, we do a lot of things to make money. I mean, you need money to live, right? We spend half of our waking lives working, but sometimes we put things out, create, especially in the creative space, because maybe it just makes you feel good. It makes you feel good to just sit down and paint or sit down and write. Or to record your music. Maybe you don't even plan on putting it out. You just want to do it because it makes you feel good. Makes you feel accomplished. Gives you some diversion from your day-to-day work. Maybe it's for something you want to create just to give to your kids or your grandkids or your husband or your wife or your parents. Maybe it's something that's funny or otherwise gripping and entertaining that keeps people's attention. And you want to remember all the details. Something that happened. You just want to write down everything that happened. Everything that was funny. Everything that was traumatic or interesting about your life. You just want to remember it all. And it's just for you. Maybe it's just for a small group of your friends. Maybe you don't want to give it to anybody. You just want to have it in safekeeping, and 1,000 years from now, your descendants find it, if we still have a planet Earth at that time. So maybe it's not just a business-related situation for you, but you might just be doing it for you for reasons that are other than revenue generating, if you understand what I'm saying. So this is another reason why, even if you don't have an audience, quote unquote, you still want to create what you're going to create, because it could just make you feel better, look better, perform better, be better as a person, because you know you took care of that thing, that idea that's been in your head all these years. Point number four, today's topic, is it worth it to create your creation, put your creation out there, publish your work, even if you don't have a platform, you don't have an audience, you don't have whoever, X number of people already paying attention to you, anticipating your work? Reason, and the answer is yes. Reason number four. Even if you are creating for business purposes, you started creating your music because you want to make money so you can help out your family. You wrote a book so you can raise your business profile, or you start a YouTube channel so you can get known and you can be a YouTuber for a living. Even if you're doing it for the purpose of generating revenue and income, you don't have to be famous before or after your creation for it to help your business. For you to take care of yourself, let's say financially, revenue-wise, as a musician or as an artist who paints or an author who writes or a YouTuber who makes videos, you don't have to become famous, whatever your definition of famous is. You don't have to be famous before you do it. You don't have to be famous after you do it. Because if you have a, let's say, for example, a consultancy, or you're a professional speaker, let's just use those examples, your book doesn't have to spread far and wide to the whole world. Your book doesn't have to compete with the Bible in terms of sales and popularity. It just needs to resonate with the audience of people who are in the places in which you work. For example, if you're a consultant on textile companies You don't need people who are in the music industry or podcasters or basketball players to give a damn about your book, because those aren't the people who buy from you anyway. Those aren't the people hiring you to consult with them anyway. You need your book that's on textiles to resonate with the people in the textile industry. You can be a star in your niche, and that's where you're making your money anyway. That's where you were making it before. That's where you're going to make it now, and that's where you're going to make it after. So it doesn't have to spread to just everybody, quote unquote, everybody. I know anyone who creates anything, you want everybody in the world to love it and jump on it and just think there's the most amazing thing. But the fact is, all of us are distracted. We're all focused on ourselves. We all don't even have the time or the bandwidth to consume everything that's being put out. Even all the great stuff that's being put out, we just don't have the bandwidth to take it all in. And that's okay. You as a creator, you need to focus on resonating with the people that matter for the purposes of what you're doing it for. Are you doing it for your kids? You're doing it for your family? You're doing it for your neighborhood? You're doing it for the employees at your company? You're doing it for the people in your industry so that they know that you know what you're talking about? You need to be clear on what your objective is in doing this creation, so while you're creating it, you don't get distracted in chasing after this thing that you see other people doing. Well, the more focused you are on why you're doing what you're doing and who you're doing it for, was why I gave you a whole episode weeks ago on who is this book for? Who is the person who should read this book? Who did I have in mind when I wrote this book? Even this podcast, I talk about this all the time. Who is this podcast for? It's not for everybody. I would love if everybody in the world stopped everything they did and listened to this podcast every time that it came out. The fact is, people have other things going on. And even if there are a bunch of people who, even if they heard this podcast, they would say, this is not for me. I'm not looking for this. I don't need this right now. This person's not speaking my language. It's not my number one. Yeah, it may be good, but it's not my number one priority right now. And that's okay. So when you get focused, I'm saying all this to say, when you get focused on who you're making your creation for, you don't have to chase around every lead of who else may be interested or how else could you get known or who do I need to resonate with. You need to resonate with the people that you're creating, whatever it is you're creating for. Who are those people, and keep them in mind at all times. Get a picture of them. In business, sometimes people call this the avatar. Who is the ideal, perfect person that we're making what we're making for? And keep that person in mind with every single thing that you do. Not some random person on Twitter just to make your business go where you want it to go. If you're in the business of selling expertise, you need the buyers of that expertise to know that you have it, not just a general level of popularity from people who aren't going to buy anything from you. But even if they may be fans, listeners, subscribers, downloaders, readers, if they're not buying anything from you and the purpose of you doing your creation is business, then you got to reconcile that. All right, there's a disconnect there. Something needs to be figured out. You need to focus on the people who are doing the buying, not just the people who are doing the consuming. And in these days, with as much as we can create that can be freely consumed, which is great. I mean, if you want to get known for putting something out that is freely consumed by a whole bunch of people, that's amazing. But at the end of the day, you still got to pay for that cell phone bill, right? You still got to pay for the food that you eat. You still got to pay for the place that you live and the gas that goes in your car. You still got to pay for those things. And you can't do it just off of, you can't pay with popularity. All right. So if you're doing something for business purposes, and I get a lot of questions that I got from people in the podcast listener survey was about business. How can I build a business? Or can you talk more about business? People were asking me. Well, this is the thing. If you're doing something for the purposes of business, you need to, first question is, how is this going to help my business? And who are the people who are going to help me? Who's the people that have the money that I want that I'm creating this for? And how can I make sure I'm targeting this towards them? And if you get attention from others who are outside of that target demographic, that's great. But you don't put your focus there. Because again, if we're talking business, then we got to focus on business. We got to keep the main thing, as they say. Let's recap today's topic, which is it worth it to publish your creation, even if you do not have an audience or a platform yet when you actually start creating? The answer is absolutely yes, you should. And I'm going to tell you why. Number one, if it were me, I'm creating something. I don't have an audience. Nobody knows who the hell I am. But what I created, I know is great. That's going to light a fire under my ass to go and build that audience, find that audience, and start serving that audience before I even put my thing out there, because now I have a real tangible and urgent reason to do so. And I got a little bit of a soft deadline, we'll call it, to actually get my audience engaged and knowing who I am, because I know I have something great to offer them. Number two, a great book, a great podcast, a great YouTube video is going to spread by word of mouth beyond your personal efforts, because only so much any one person can do. And that's going to create / expand your platform for you. But if you don't create that great thing, then there's no way a platform will ever exist for you. People only start paying attention to you when you create something that resonates with them, something that's actually going to help them. What is that going to be for you? Number three, platform is the main thing that a lot of, if a company wants to deal with an individual who's gotten themselves known, they want to do it because you're known, because you've already created that audience. Now, back 20, 30 years ago, you would deal with a company and they would make the bet that we can get you known, we can get you seen, we can get other people to hear you. Nowadays, you do that part first on your own, then someone else may be interested in dealing with you and vice versa. You may be interested in dealing with them, but maybe you say, you know what, I'm good. I could just do this on my own, however you want to do it. But if the main goal of what you're doing, creating, is business related, this is why a company may be interested in dealing with you, because companies only exist to make money. They're not making money, then they won't be a business. But you may have other reasons for creating. Maybe it's just therapeutic for you. Maybe it's for your grandkids to know your story. Maybe it's something funny to happen, or something that was exciting in your life, or whatever, something that made you feel strong emotion in your life. And you just want to remember all the details and get it down somewhere so that it's out of your head so other people can enjoy it or pay attention to it, or just so you got it out of your head. Maybe you're going to write it all down and just burn it all up. You just wanted to get it out of your mind. Whatever reason you want to do it, this is another reason why you may create something, even if you don't have an audience of people waiting for you to create it. Number four, even if you are creating whatever you create, writing your book, starting your podcast, painting your paintings for business purposes, you don't have to be famous before or after your creation in order for it to help your business purposes, because what you need to focus on is who are the buyers for what I'm offering. Now, if you're an artist, you don't need everybody on Instagram to love your art, because everybody on Instagram ain't in the market to buy what you're selling, depending on the price of your art. You need to focus on the people who are actually buying art, those art buyers, getting into those galleries, getting into those festivals or whatever they are that where artists sell their art. Those are the people you need to really focus on. And it may only be for every 100 people on, let's say, a social media platform looking at you and consuming your stuff and telling you how great it is, but they're not buying anything. It may be 1,000 of them for every one person who actually wants to buy something. And the discipline for you as a business person is to focus on that one who's the buyer, to the exclusion of the 1,000 who are the observers and free consumers, we'll call them. And that doesn't mean you ignore them. It doesn't mean that you don't respond to their email. They email you and ask you a question. But it means when we're talking business here, again, you got to keep the main thing the main thing. And if the main thing is generating business from what you create, then you need to focus on the people who can actually bring in that business, not the people who are just watching it from the sidelines, so to speak. Work on your game. February 22nd, DreAllDay.com and WorkOnYourGame.net. Since we don't have comments or live interaction here, I created a survey so I can learn more about my audience, your needs, your wants, your desires, and how I can best serve you moving forward. So please go to DreAllDay.com/survey and take the Work On Your Game podcast survey so I can learn more about those things that I just said and better tailor future content for you. I appreciate it. DreAllDay.com/survey. Take it now. As you know, my book, Work On Your Game, is coming out February 22nd. Would you like to see a video of me reading to you the introductory chapter of that book? How about learning how I would build my brand starting today? How about me explaining to you how I landed a major book publishing contract? What about the writing process for putting this book together with the publisher? And how about how the Work On Your Game podcast comes to be? Do you want to know exactly how we put this whole thing together? All of those that I just mentioned are bonuses that you get just for pre-ordering my book, Work On Your Game, which is coming out again February 22nd. Go to workonyourgame.net to see all the pre-order bonuses, pre-order that book, and get those bonuses for yourself. Again, that website, workonyourgame.net. I told you I was going to give you tons of value, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.